This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Do you have legal questions? Listen now to The Law Lady. Get empowered and informed with Angela right now here on RFM.
Kia ora koutou katoa, and today on the show we are going to talk a little bit about the Total Mobility Scheme. The Total Mobility Scheme is a government transport scheme that allows disabled people to travel when they can't otherwise access things like public transport. There's a big review that has just happened of the Total Mobility Scheme, and there are some other changes coming. So it's really important that we kind of understand what is happening with this. So as always, the information on my show is only general information, and your specific circumstances may be different. If you'd like some specific advice, you can give Taranaki Community Law a call on 0800 529 878, or you can contact your own lawyer. The information on my show isn't meant to replace individual advice from a lawyer. But we would like to hear from you, so if you've got anything to share about this show or any of my previous shows, you can post on the Taranaki Community Law Facebook page. You can also follow Taranaki Community Law on Instagram, TikTok, and on YouTube. And I will be posting some links on our social media, because this review of the Total Mobility Scheme has asked for feedback about some of the proposals that they have put together. So do check our social media for those so that you can make some submissions about these changes to the Total Mobility Scheme. So as I already said, Total Mobility is a government transport scheme. So the way that it works is that you receive a Total Mobility card. Certainly that's how it works here in Taranaki. And this enables you to have the government, the National Land Transport Fund, and public transport authorities, so like the Taranaki Regional Council, cover part of the cost of taxi services and sometimes other kinds of transport, so that you can access them at a discounted rate. And this is largely in situations where you can't otherwise access public transport. So there might be some reasons why you couldn't catch a bus, for example. And this could be that you are unable to walk to the bus stop or, you know, back. It could be for other reasons that make it not possible for you to use public transport. So it's not enough just to have a disability. You need to have some kind of disabling thing happening. It can be temporary. It doesn't have to be permanent. And you can't also access public transport for a range of reasons. So it helps enable people to, you know, get out and about, be part of their community without that really significant cost, because if you're having to pay for taxis privately, that's actually very expensive. So the Total Mobility Scheme has, however, been under review, and it's been under review actually for quite a long time, and the Ministry of Transport have just in December of last year, they put out a discussion document with some proposals that they think might be a good idea to change the Total Mobility Scheme. And they are asking for feedback on these proposals. The Total Mobility Scheme, the feedback will be until the 22nd of March. All of this information is available in a range of different formats, including New Zealand Sign Language. I think it's available in Braille. It's some easy read, all of that kind of stuff. So when I put a link, I'll put a link to some of those other accessible formats so that people can also use that information in a way that works for them. However, as part of this process, there are some changes that come in from July the 1st this year. And to be really clear, these are not part of the proposals. These will happen no matter what people say about the proposals more generally. So this is not up for debate. This is a thing that the government has chosen to do. And what they have decided is that the subsidy that a total mobility user will receive from trips will reduce from 75% to 65%. So Total Mobility users will go from paying 25% of the fare to 35% of the fare. And regional fare caps will also reduce by around 10%. So for Total Mobility users, this will mean they'll have to pay more of the fares that are over the cap. So the cap here in Taranaki is $40. So if your fare is up to $40 currently, the user would pay 25% of that, and then they'd pay the full fare over that amount, whatever that is. Under the new rules, for the fare cap will drop to about $36. So a user would pay up to, would pay 35% of that $36 trip, and then all of the fare of the trip if it is more than $36. Now, if you're not very familiar with taxi services and costs, you might think, well, that's not that much, surely. But actually, that $40 cap, even there weren't a lot of places you could go that were going to be, you know, unless you're getting a taxi just in town, if you're trying to get into New Plymouth from Waitara, for example, or even from some of the outlying parts of New Plymouth, you're actually getting pretty close to that cap already. So although this might not seem like a huge percentage change, for people who regularly use the Total Mobility Scheme, this has the potential to significantly increase the costs that they are having to pay. And remember, these are people who can't use private transport and they can't use other forms of public transport. So they don't have other options when it comes to transportation. And people are using the Total Mobility Scheme for whatever they want. So they could be using it to come into town and have coffee with a friend, but much more often they are using it to get to the doctors. Sometimes they're using it to get to work. Sometimes they could be using it to get to school. Those kinds of things. They are using the scheme for sort of everyday life kinds of things, and that cost really is significant. And this cost change will put people under a lot more pressure. And so as a result of that, people are going to make different decisions about whether they continue to attend things like doctor's appointments because of that additional cost. So this change will happen, okay? So this reduction from 75 to 65% and that rate, regional cap, this will happen on the 1st of July this year. That is not up for debate as part of these proposals. As well as that, though, the government would also like to make some other changes to the Total Mobility Scheme and have put together six proposals, and they call these proposals on strengthening the Total Mobility Scheme. However, the vast majority of these proposals are about saving costs. So that's sort of where they think strengthening it comes in. So a break for our first song. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what these proposals are. It is important to note that these are just proposals. These are just ideas. The government is not necessarily going to do them. They might not do any of them. And they really want to know what people think about these ideas. So our first song today is by Lord, and this is Green Light.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth. Oh, they bite you, that you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor. But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you. Down every road. I'm waiting for it, that green light. Cause honey, I'll whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth. Oh, they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love, but you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? On the light up floor. But I hear sounds in my mind, brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you ever I go. But honey, I'll be seeing
my anō ki te lōlere on RTFM, and today we are talking about changes to the Total Mobility Scheme. So there are six proposals that the Ministry of Transport have put out, and you can give feedback on any or all of them. So you don't have to give feedback on all the proposals. You might want to only give feedback on one or two. That's totally fine. So proposal one is to set a clear purpose statement. So they want to make changes to what the scheme basically says it's about. So it's currently defined as to assist eligible people with long-term impairments to access appropriate transport to meet their daily needs and enhance their community participation. They want to make a different purpose, which is to provide subsidised mobility services to disabled people who are unable to access public transport because of an impairment, to support them to live their lives. They think that this is a better option. I'm not sure that it is. One of the interesting things here is to provide subsidised mobility services, which seems to kind of be walking back the assistance a little bit. But it is also a clearer statement of what is actually happening in terms of the Total Mobility Scheme. So, you know, it provides greater clarity and transparency about who the scheme is for and its aims. So that may be a useful thing, it may not. The second proposal is to make the assessment fairer and more consistent. These proposals are a little bit more controversial. So one of the things that they are proposing, and again, this isn't a thing that will happen, this is something that might happen, is to introduce evidence requirements as part of the assessment process. Essentially, that they should require the same requirements to provide evidence of impairments, which could be something like a medical certificate or letter from a health practitioner, a report from an occupational therapist, a report from a psychologist, something like that. It would mean more time, cost, and administration for both the users of the Total Mobility Scheme and the assessors. But they also say that it would help to make sure that it's only being used by people that are eligible to enter the scheme. So, and then as part of that, this includes possibly introducing periodic reassessments. Now, one of the things that you need to be aware of when it comes to any kind of assessment or process is that every time there is a step or, you know, like a little gate that people have to go through, an assessment, something like that, you will lose people. So every step is a barrier. Every time people have to do one more thing, some people will not do that one more thing. Not because they're not eligible, but because there may be other reasons. They may not have the time, they may not be able to get hold of that certificate, even though they are otherwise eligible for the service. They may not have an understanding of it. The people who are helping them might decide that it is too difficult because it is too many steps and that they just won't bother. All of these things mean that anytime you introduce this kind of criteria, you are going to lose some people who would be eligible for it because of the difficulties of getting that assessment. Now, that's not to say this is a bad idea. You know, a consistency of assessment across the country is a good thing. It is a different assessment, though. So they say that the Total Mobility Scheme doesn't have assessments, unlike things like Ministry of Social Development's funds and things like that. But those are for very specific and quite different things. So it is also important to note that any assessments should be specific to total mobility, not necessarily to these other kinds of things that people may be getting. And that may also increase cost to both the total mobility users, because then they have to go and get those medical certificates, and cost to the system as a whole. And so then you have to weigh up, does the cost, increased cost, is there more of a benefit for that by having fewer people in the scheme? Generally speaking, increasing administrative costs do not benefit these kinds of schemes. So those are proposals about assessments. There are a couple of proposals around capping trips. This one is even more controversial, and this is purely my opinion. I think this is really unacceptable. These, again, just ideas, not necessarily going to happen. They're considering options for introducing a cap on the number of trips available for total mobility users. So they're looking at two. There are two possibilities. One is that all total mobility users be provided with a trip cap limit. For example, 30 or 40 trips per month, and then once they've used that up, no extra subsidised trips would be available. Another way to do this would be that once they've reached their trip cap allowance, they would then receive a smaller subsidy for other trips. Around 16% of total mobility users took 20 or more trips per month in the year 2024 to 2025. The second proposal around this is that they could be provided with a low trip cap limit and then additional trips based on their individual circumstances and the purposes they need to use them for could be added to it. So for example, you could give them 10 trips per month, and then if they needed it for a job, you could give them some more trips, and then if they needed to go to a GP, then they could get some trips to go to that, but only 10, maybe more could be added if they had specific circumstances. If they were going to education, then maybe 10 to 40 trips a month they could get for that. This could provide the occasion to be periodically reassessed. Both of these trip caps are concerning. They both go very strongly against the principle of enabling good lives for people with disabilities, which is essentially ordinary life outcomes. People should not have to justify the number of times they leave the house in a month. People should be entitled to leave the house as many times as they want or need in their life. So these principles very strongly go against that general principle that people with disabilities should be entitled to have ordinary life outcomes, should have dignity, should have a choice over their own lives, all of those kinds of things. Additionally, both of these would require, again, like the assessment, any time you introduce another factor, you lose people. And so even if you said, yes, you can have an extra 10 visits to go to the doctor, there will be people who won't be able to access that either because they don't understand their entitlement, or because it's too hard, or because they just feel like it's not worth it. So these are all challenges, as well as that there's a significant administrative burden on trying to kind of work that start for arguably little benefit when the vast majority of total mobility users do not go on vast numbers of trips a month anyway. So we'll break for our second song. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the other proposals. These proposals, there's another three proposals. These are less about individual users and more about service providers generally. And our second song today is by Kings, and this is Kia Rawa Tu Koe.
Te Māori, mahi a te mahi, a te tai oi, e wawerawa, te pakeketanga, ki o hoki noa, ki taua wā, aha kōtonu, auahi ana, i te taha oku, prata, te re ana mehe waka, te aru watu nei. Te aru watu nei. Ngā mahara, ke taku tamari ki tanga, karekau o te riki, te mari, a muri kura papareti, hui mai te kāhui, ki te tongo o te rā, papareti, kimi hia, panikoti, o ake ki te taone, momi taru me he tāne, whakanui a te tauhau, aha koa karekau, he moni e pohara ana me he hauhau, e aha te pauaka whakata. Kapa ina ina, inga hihi o te rā. E aha te pouaka whakata. Kapa ina ina, inga hihi o te rā. Kia tau te Māori, mahi a te mohi, a te tai oi, e wawairawa. Te pakeketanga, ki o hoki noa, ki taua wā, aha kōtonu, auahi ana, i te taha oku, rata. Te re ana mehe waka, te aru watu nei. Rawa kore mai ana, poi tūko, koina te pako. Karekau e tīhau, yeah. Karekau e whaumu, karekau e upa. Hiki papa ki te moro, hei hei. Oma atu i te tūtei, e tamari ki haututu. Hare mai apetitu, koia aku tino tau. E tua o ta wauau, inu me te kawa ana nā. Hare mai te mana, ko te ihi me te wana. Whiti ki taua, au atu anu ko te wā. Hauwana te rongo, te pai ahua. E ate paka ke wha apataki, uri te wā, puma tonu anā, yeah. Kia tau o te Māori.
Hoki mai anō ki te Lōlady on RTFM, and we are talking about a review of the Total Mobility Scheme. So proposals 4, 5 and 6, these are less about individual users and more about how the scheme works as a whole. One of the proposals is to incentivise providers to provide more wheelchair accessible vehicle trips. So essentially pay them more or provide more funding for them to create accessible vehicles, etc., etc. There are some incentives in place, but they are arguably not enough for people who require that. Enabling new total mobility service providers to enter the scheme. So currently, total mobility providers are kind of only taxis. Ride shares like Uber and those kinds of things, they don't have the capacity to do this because of the way that they are set up. So one of the things to look at is whether there might be other providers, like rideshare providers, who would be able to do this. Some of the challenges there include that not everybody who has a disability can access an app, and so do they have an alternative way to get in contact with them? How can they ensure that they would be safe for total mobility users? And would there be an appropriate payment system to process those total mobility payments? So those are the kinds of tricky things to consider in there. And finally, proposal six, to introduce a national public transport concession. So this isn't the total mobility itself. Total mobility is about where you can't access public transport. But the Ministry of Transport also wants to acknowledge that there are ways that you could provide concessions for people who have disabilities where they may be able to access public transport, and then they wouldn't have to rely so much on the total mobility scheme. Having said that, certainly currently here in Taranaki, it isn't as if the total mobility scheme is a cheaper option for people than public transport, because it is not. So it's probably not the cost that is the issue for that. So those are the proposals. As I said, I will put a link to the proposals, to the feedback documents, to some of the different forms that you can get that information in so that you can give feedback. Feedback on this review is due by the 22nd of March. It's really important that people, particularly people who use the scheme, do provide feedback to the Ministry of Transport. This is your opportunity to say, hey, I think this is a good idea, or actually, I think this is a terrible idea and you haven't thought about us as people at all. Please stop imposing things on us, or whatever it is that you think you might want to say. You can say whatever you like, because you've got that opportunity to make those submissions by the 22nd of March. And just a reminder that the reduction in the total mobility from the 1st of July will happen regardless. So that is that the subsidy that you receive will reduce from 75% to 65%. And the regional fare cap, which in Taranaki is $40, will also reduce by about 10%. So then you'll have to pay more of the fare that is over that cap as well. This is happening on the 1st of July, and this is not part of the review. So if you've got any questions about this or any other legal issue, you can give Taranaki Community Law a call on 0800 529 878. As always, though, this is only general information. It's not meant to replace advice of a lawyer. Otherwise, ka korero aho, a te rawa.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.